Anchorage racer James Southam will be one of the skiers to watch at Kincaid next week. Southam is a distance specialist who went to his first Olympics in Italy in 2006 and is hoping to make the team again this time around. But it's turning out to be more of a nail-biter than he was expecting, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
James Southam thought making the Vancouver Olympic team would be relatively easy. This spring, he was riding high after his best season ever.
Then the rules changed, and that kind of threw a kink in things.
That rule change means the U.S. team will have about half of the Olympic spots for cross-country skiing as it did in 2006. Last time, 17 athletes made the team. This time, there will be about 8 skiers total. The drastic reduction is due to a change in a complicated international formula that hits the U.S. team especially hard.
It was frustrating for sure. I mean, pretty much everybody had expected it to be the way it was in previous Olympics and the way it was at World Championships last year. And then it's like, whoa, you know, we've got less than half of the starting spots we did in 2006. And as a ski country, we've improved. So that was just a big surprise.
But cross-country skiers are used to dealing with challenges they have no control over, like the weather. And Southam has a good attitude about confronting this type of obstacle. Over the years, he's established himself as one of the best distance cross-country ski racers in the country. He says making the Olympic team in 2006 was a surprise. And after it was over, it wasn't difficult to decide to stay in the sport for another 4 years.
It wasn't tough. It was like I finally got up to the level where ski racing kind of becomes fun, where you start doing World Cups, you start doing big championships. And yeah, when I left the Olympics in 2006, I didn't ski nearly as well as I'd hoped there. And I just told myself that, and I think I told the U.S. coaches at the time, it's like this one was for practice, the next one's for real.
Following the Torino Olympics, Southam had a few difficult seasons. He calls the World Championships in 2007 a disaster. He decided he needed to turn things around.
So I made some big changes to my training, felt I needed to do something drastic if I wanted to get faster, and made a little too drastic of a change, and was just fried, just trained way too hard, and was just tired and flat the whole season. And then last year kind of rebounded from that and had my best year ever by a ways.
Southam has a few more tense weeks ahead of him before he knows for sure whether or not he'll be on the Olympic team. The U.S. is planning to make the announcement January 19th, with not much time to spare until the games start on February 12th. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.